This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
It's opening joke time.
Oh, yes.
And who has the opening joke today?
Oh, Robert, I'm very sorry. I have nothing funny to say today.
You have nothing funny?
No.
Well, you never do.
What do you mean I never do?
No, you don't. All you do is, complain. Always some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to contributing the funny, you never come through.
I never come through.
No, you don't. When was the last time that you gave the opening joke?
Well,
huh?
I'm not keeping track of all the jokes that I've contributed here on the opening segment.
Just give me one joke.
Well,
one joke that you contributed to the opening segment here.
Well, there was that one.
And which one was that?
Well, I can't remember now.
You can't remember.
No.
See, so you don't contribute. All you do is just complain and interrupt when someone... else.
I do not interrupt.
Carly, just stop it. Get to the joke. Do you have a joke?
No, I said I'm sorry I don't.
Okay, you're sorry. You don't have a joke. How about you, Harry? You have a joke?
I always have a joke.
Always have a joke.
That's right. I always have a joke.
Geez.
And I will tell it only if he promises not to interrupt me and, say that my joke stinks.
I got a promise.
Yes, you have to promise.
I don't have to do shit.
Come on,
yeah,
Chase.
You do.
Just go ahead and tell your joke, please.
No, he's got a promise. He's got a promise.
Curly promise, come on.
All right, I promise.
To do what?
I promise not to interrupt and say that your joke sucks.
Okay.
Even if it does.
That's a begrudging promise.
That's all you get.
That wasn't sincere at all.
Curly, come on, just give us a sincere promise, please.
Fine, I sincerely promise not to...
To what?
Do whatever he doesn't want me to do.
Oh,
all right, see, now you got your sincere promise.
Yeah,
please.
Go ahead.
Cheeks, go ahead and tell us your
That
joke.
Was the most unsincere promise I've ever heard in my life, but I will go ahead give you my joke because I am a professional, unlike the idiot next to me.
No, I'm the idiot.
Curly, let it go, please.
But he is calling me names now, Robert.
If you guys don't knock it off, I'm going to kick both of you out. Come on, Cheeks.
All right, so...
Let's go.
The other night, I don't know if you remember, I went to a little party.
Yeah.
A little birthday party, and, a friend of mine down in Seal Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little too much to drink.
You got inebriated.
Well, yeah, I had a little too much.
All right.
Being responsible as I am,
mm-hmm.
I decided to leave my car parked in the street and take a bus home.
I have to applaud you. That's a very responsible thing to do if you have a little too much to drink.
Oh, thank you very much for your kind words.
You are very welcome.
I appreciate
it. I don't
that.
Think I like you guys being so nice to each other, but
why not?
Go ahead and continue with your joke there, Cheeks.
All right, so I took the bus home and left my car parked in the street.
Yo.
And sure enough, on the way home, there was a sobriety checkpoint.
Oh, no.
And people were being pulled over by the police and given breathalyzer tests, and some were walking the line. But, as usual, the bus was just waved through.
Wow, that's lucky for you, man.
Lucky for me.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I arrived home without an incident, which was a bit of a shock and a surprise to me.
Why were you surprised?
Well, because I have never driven a bus before and have no idea to whom the bus belongs to.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like chicken McNuggets. They sound good when you're drunk and hungry, but afterwards you will say to yourself, "What the hell did I just eat?" Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh until you crap your pants.
All right, come on, work it out.
All right. All right. Okay. Now, are you sure that that's your final offer?
Who's he talking?
Ladies and gentlemen, just before the Angry Old Man podcast theme ended, the phone rang.
Yeah.
And Robert picked up, and he's now speaking to someone on the phone.
Yeah,
and,
are you sure? Who's he talking to?
I have no idea.
Well,
sounds like some sort of a negotiation for money.
How much are you willing to pay?
Yeah, money is involved.
I know.
Robert, we're on, man.
Robert. I know, hang on.
We're recording.
How much? 14.95.
What the hell is he talking about?
Million?
14.95 million.
Billion?
Billion?
For what? This doesn't sound good to me, man.
Well, I guess I'll take cash.
The hell is he selling?
Cash? That's a lot of cash.
Yeah.
You don't carry cash.
Who doesn't carry cash?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to angryoldmanpodcast.com, then hit the donate button and send the money, through PayPal.
For coffee?
PayPal.
Yeah, you know about PayPal, don't you?
Somebody bought us a cup of coffee?
I don't know.
Yeah, I knew you did.
No, did what?
All right, Elon.
Elon.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Robert, what? What the hell's going on there, man?
Yeah.
Well, that was Elon.
Elon who?
What do you mean, Elon who? How many Elons do you know?
Was that Elon Musk?
That's who it was.
That was Elon Musk.
That's right. Elon Musk calling to,
to what?
He wants to buy the Angry Old Man podcast now.
What?
He wants to buy the Angry Old Man podcast?
That's right.
What the hell happened with Twitter?
Yeah, has he gone nuts?
Well, that's on hold now, but he wants to expand his portfolio.
His portfolio.
Ah. That's right, his portfolio.
Portfolio.
So, in addition to Tesla, the rocket company, and the Boring Company.
The Boring Company?
Yes, the Boring Company.
No, you don't mean a company that's not very interesting to work at.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, just like you. When you come to somebody's house, you're the most boring company.
Come on, I'm being serious here. What the hell's a boring company, Robert?
What do you think it is?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know.
It's a boring company that bores holes.
Bores holes where?
In your ass. That's where it bores holes. In the earth.
In the earth.
They make tunnels and stuff for trains and what have you.
So it's a company that bores holes, right?
Yeah, I hope Elon comes over and bores a new one.
Come on, man.
Anyway, now he wants to add Angry Old Man Podcast to his family of companies.
What the hell for?
Yeah, what is Elon Musk going to do with the Angry Old Man Podcast?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, he says it's, the price is right, and if we meet one condition, that he would buy us.
What's the condition that you have to meet?
I have to fire Curly.
What the fuck do you mean you have to fire Curly?
He said Curly's got to go.
I don't give a shit what he says. You're going to have to fire me before
bye, Curly.
Why does he hate me so much?
Well, Curly, we all do.
Shut up, Cheeks. You don't hate me.
Not all the time.
So how much money is he talking about?
Well, he's offering 14.95 for the Angry Old Man podcast.
What, millions of dollars?
No.
Billions?
Hell no.
What the hell's he offering?
$14.95.
$14.95?
That's right. $14.95. I told him, kick in another nickel, and Curly is as good as gone.
Come on, Robert. You're bullshitting me now. Man, don't do that.
Come on. Just relax, will you?
You're getting me all worked up now,
come on, Curly. We're just going around.
Yeah, we're just
going. It would have to be at least $20 before you would be gone.
Come on,
you've got nothing to worry about.
Well, it worked for a few minutes here. You got my blood pressure going.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Angry Old Man podcast. My name is Robert Q, and my two buddies with me here are Harry Cheeks.
That's me. Hi, everybody.
And Mr. Curly Fries.
And that would be me.
Who is worth more than $14.95.
I hope so.
Or even $15.
Perhaps.
Well, I may be worth a hell of a lot more in short order.
Huh? What's going on, Curly? Are you coming into some fresh money?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, gentlemen, I am happy to announce that my portfolio.
Portfolio.
Is about to get a little more robust.
Robust.
Your portfolio is getting more robust. Can you share the
good news with us?
Yes, I believe that I can. You must remember this. A couple of years ago,
what's that?
When I bought that stock in Envirolytic Technologies up in Silicon Valley, through my sister's boyfriend.
Samuel Jackson, right?
Correct, yes.
The defrocked priest who is now dabbling in stocks and bonds and all that.
Yes, he bought some stock for me in Envirolytic Technologies.
Right.
And of course, they developed that device that was known as Cowlytic Converter.
Yeah, but that didn't go so well, did it?
No, it did not, because there was an unfortunate accident took place, and
it was so sad.
A rancher unfortunately lost his arm.
Now, before we get to that rancher, can you, for the benefit of those new listeners that we have now, explain what a catalytic converter is?
Yeah. Well, it will be my pleasure. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the global warming.
Wait, let me stop you there. It's not global warming anymore.
No, it's not? No.
No, it's climate change.
Oh,
because,
exactly.
The warming part is not
you have to be correct.
Working out too good, but the climate change is, you know, it applies to many other things.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead. What about the climate change that was affecting the world?
Well, the scientists or the experts have concluded that climate change is affecting and threatening our existence here on this planet.
That's right.
And it's being caused mainly by a bovine herbivore and human flatulence.
Guys, that's not funny.
It's not funny. This is serious.
So basically, it's the cow, sheep, human, and cow farts that are causing.
Yes. That's, you know, being kind of, you know, crass. But
a little bit,
we'd like to say bovine flatulence as opposed to cow farts.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the methane produced by all the cows and bulls is sending all that poisonous gas up into the atmosphere, and it's causing...
It's causing the atmosphere to heat up. You can tell by your, you know, within your own body.
Within my own body?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
When you fart into your own pants.
Yes.
Yeah, what about it?
All right, come on. Be serious now. When you fart into your own pants, you can feel the heat. Isn't that
true? That's right.
Yes.
Very hot.
Lots of heat.
And that's what happens. You know, now you multiply that by billions of cows, bulls, sheep, and of course, goats.
Yeah, but they're not wearing pants. Sheep, cows, and goats are not wearing pants.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course, the cows, the sheep, and the goats are not wearing pants.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Except when they fart, it doesn't go into their pants.
Right.
It goes up into the atmosphere.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, so
well,
what?
It's all going up into the atmosphere, heating up our atmosphere, and stinking up the place as well.
Now, it's stinking up the place.
Correct.
Let me ask you this.
What?
You know how humans don't mind their own farts?
Do you think
it's the same thing with goats, cows, and bulls?
Cheeks.
They don't mind their own farts, but they hate the ones from the neighbors?
Cheeks, please be serious, okay? I know we humans don't mind our own farts, but... But,
that's true.
A fart from someone else is offensive to you. I would imagine it's the same thing with the cows, sheep, bulls, and goats.
Yeah. I'll be damned. You know sometimes how people will, you know, fart into their own hand and then bring it up real quick to their nose because they actually like the smell of their own farts?
Is that what you do? Because I've never done that.
No, I've never done that myself. But some people do.
I think you do. I think you like to fart into your own hand and then bring it up to your nose and smell it.
I do not.
You know, you're just that type of an individual.
Yeah, I think you are, Cheeks. I'm sorry.
I'm not. I don't like to do that. I just know that some people like to do that.
Oh, that's fine for them, but let's get serious again, okay? We're talking about flatulence.
Right. Yes.
It's a very serious subject, and we should just treat it as such.
Okay.
So what that means is that the methane that's going up into the atmosphere is causing the problem.
Correct.
But if you remember when we were in high school, Yes.
We used to partake in an activity that was very, shall we say, humorous, yes, and at the same time very childish and immature.
And what activity was that, pray tell? Yeah.
Lighting farts.
Well, lighting farts?
Yeah, don't tell me you didn't do
it. I'm talking about saving the planet, and you want to talk about lighting farts. Robert, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, what's the matter with
you,
Robert?
Are sick, man.
Well, lighting farts.
Hold on, just hear me out.
Hear you out about what?
Let me explain.
All right, enlighten me, please.
All right, so when you fart,
yes,
the methane comes out your ass.
Where else is it going to come out of? Come on, man.
Stop interrupting me.
Sorry, okay?
It comes out.
It does.
You light it.
Right.
It, you know, burns up and it dissipates. So there's no more methane. Wouldn't
right.
that be the way to do it with the animals as well?
Of course.
What, you're
going
to teach the animals, a cow, a goat, or a sheep, to light its own fart? Is that what you're saying?
They would set the barn on fire, man.
That's correct. For once, Cheeks is correct.
See,
that would burn it.
Could be trained.
Yeah, couldn't be trained. How are they going to reach around, you know, with a match
to
set it on fire?
Exactly.
They would catch the barn on fire for sure.
Absolutely. You could kiss your barn goodbye.
Yeah, kiss it goodbye.
So what's the answer then, huh?
Well, the answer is the cholytic converter by Envirolytic Technologies, as I started telling you about.
Yes,
yeah,
Curly, yeah. But the last time you shared with us those videos,
yes,
where they were implementing the cholytic converter.
Correct.
It didn't go as planned.
No, it
didn't.
No, they did not work out at that point.
Curly, for those listeners who are brand new to our podcast, why don't you explain how the machine works?
I would be delighted.
All right.
For those of you who are new to our podcast, I would like to explain to you what and how the cholytic converter works. The engineers at Envirolytic Technologies came up with the idea to take the methane that comes out of a cow or a bull, run it through the cholytic converter, and convert it into beautiful opera music.
Now, I know that sounds ridiculous,
yes,
to you, but
it does, yes.
Trust me when I tell you, that is a brilliant idea.
Brilliant, really.
And had it worked, it would have been fantastic.
It would have been fantastic. However, you know, whenever you come up with something new, it doesn't always go according to plan. Things go awry.
Exactly. They do go awry, but the idea was, just like the catalytic converter in your car that takes exhaust from a car, It takes it and then cleans it up a little bit, right, Robert?
Exactly. So instead of poisonous gas coming out of a cow or a bull's ass,
Robert,
you would hear beautiful opera music.
Yes.
That was the idea, correct?
But please, don't be crass. Don't say, you know, instead of the gas coming out of a cow's ass.
Yeah.
Say rectum.
Rectum. Yeah, say rectum.
Sorry.
Yes, rectum.
Okay.
And that is precisely correct, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of poisonous gas, you were getting beautiful opera music.
And I got to tell you, the demonstration that you showed us, Curly, with the video presentation was fantastic. You could see these bulls up on these beautiful rolling hills.
And it was also cows as well.
Yes.
You know, cows and bulls were lining
the
beautiful rolling hills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And instead of cow
flatulence. Yes. And instead of cow flatulence, the hills were alive with opera music. That's what it was.
Right.
And it was just delightful.
It was cultural.
Yeah.
It was cultural,
what
it was, seeing that demonstration.
Correct.
However, there were some problems which were not, shall we say, predicted in the laboratories, correct?
They were not foreseen.
Curly, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop you, but you have not described
what
a cholytic converter, what it looks like.
Oh, that's right.
Could you describe that for the folks as well, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, what a cholytic converter looks like is like a large funnel.
Yeah.
You know, the funnel that you put liquids into bottles or what have you. The
oil.
The trumpet part is where the speaker and some of the electronics were that actually convert the methane into opera music. And then the long, skinny part has sensors, and that part is inserted into the cows or a bull's
asshole?
The cheeks. It's rectum. It's rectum.
I'm sorry. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Please,
I apologize.
Let's keep the decorum, please.
Yeah, come on, cheeks. Keep the decorum. So when this funnel-like device is inserted into the cow or a bull, what happens then?
And then when it detects the methane, it activates the electronics and out comes beautiful opera music.
The concept was phenomenal.
It was.
I mean, it couldn't have been better.
It was effective and unique, wasn't it?
It was so unique and effective that I thought my investment was going to grow so big, I was going to be wealthy.
But there were a few problems, right?
Yes. Three things happened.
What happened?
First of all, the opera community was not too keen on having their recordings coming out of cows'
rectums.
Yes, rectums.
Yeah. Rectums, right.
They thought it was very undignified, and they went to court trying to stop the developers from using their recordings. Mm-hmm. However, they did lose because they signed a contract and they were also persuaded that this was very good for the environment.
Of course.
And so they kind of looked the other way and let the music play.
Let the music play. Yes.
And the second nail in the coffin of the cowlytic converter was what?
Well, it was thieves.
Thieves?
Yes, fucking thieves, man.
They were stealing them, right?
Yes, just like the catalytic converters out of cars.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you have the same problem where you live that we have here in California.
Oh.
Thieves come in the middle of the night.
Bastards.
They get underneath your car and they cut out the catalytic converter.
They yank it out.
Which is used to clean the car's exhaust and give us cleaner air.
You know, I don't understand why they do that.
Because there is a significant black market trade in catalytic converters because of the rare metals that make them work are soaring in value.
Those bastards.
So they're yanking them out because of rare, expensive metals, right?
Yes, like palladium sells for about $2,000 per ounce.
Wow.
And that's what they use in the converters.
And that's the reason why they're yanking them out of the cows and the bulls and the cars, too.
Yes, yanking them out.
For money.
Oh, man.
And what was the third reason why the cowlytic converter failed, Curly?
Well, there was a big lawsuit. Yes, a big lawsuit from a farmer, or I should say rancher, who had a bunch of these cows and bulls equipped with the cowlytic converter.
Yeah.
And apparently one of the sensors. Failed in the cowlytic converter, was not sensing that the methane gas was building up.
Uh-uh.
And it kept building up, and the poor farmer or rancher saw his bull getting bigger and bigger.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to help the poor animal to dissipate some of that gas out of it.
And
he was yanking.
He was yanking.
In front of the cows and the bulls?
Yes.
What was he yanking?
The cowlytic converter. What else?
What else would he be yanking?
I don't know. I wasn't there. So he was yanking the cowlytic converter.
Yeah, he was yanking on the cowlytic converter and apparently caused a short, which... Well, started an explosion.
An explosion?
Yes, a huge explosion. It shot the cowlytic converter out of the bull's ass.
Yep.
The rancher's hand got stuck in the handle, which is right on the side of it.
Yeah.
And as the cowlytic converter got blown out of the bull, it ripped the rancher's arm right off.
It ripped it off?
Yes. Oh. It ripped it right off, clean off his body.
What happened to the bull? Did it rip anything out of the bull?
Unfortunately, yes. It ripped its balls out.
Who the hell's being crass now?
Who's being crass?
Saying it ripped his balls out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ripped its gonads out, and it castrated a prize bull. It's not funny, man. Don't laugh. It wasn't funny for the farmer.
You were laughing.
I said I was sorry.
How can I not laugh when you're laughing?
Exactly.
About the poor bull getting his...
getting his balls yanked off.
Fine. It's not funny, man, because this was very serious for the farmer. Yeah. Not only did he get his arm yanked out, mm-hmm. he got the best bull's balls yanked out as well.
What I want to know is, how did the bull's balls get tangled up in the catalytic converter? Because the balls are down below, the catalytic converter is up in the asshole.
Yes.
How did this whole thing get all tangled up?
Exactly. How did the balls get tangled up? I will explain, but you're going to have to promise not to laugh. I don't want any more giggling about this, because this is all very clinical.
All right.
You promise you're not going
to
laugh.
Yeah, I promise to.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, what happened was, this bull... Mm-hmm. was, quite erect at that moment.
Wait a second.
What?
The bull had a boner?
I said he was erect, not a boner.
What's the difference between a boner and being erect?
I'm being clinical and you're being street.
Well,
please, let's keep it clinical.
Fine.
All right, so how big was this erection on the bull?
Yeah, not only that, but how did he happen to get an erection in the middle of this thing jetting off his body, Curly?
For some reason, the vibration of the cowlytic converter got the bull all excited, and he got very erect.
How big did he get?
Well, he laid down about 6 feet of pipe.
6 feet of pipe? What? That's not very clinical, Curly.
Yeah, Curly.
I'm sorry.
6 feet of pipe is not clinical.
No, it's not. I apologize. My mistake. Yeah, it was around 6 feet long is how big it was.
That's a lot of footage. Are you sure it was 6 feet?
Yes, 6 feet. This was a prize bull, man.
Oh, so this was no ordinary bull, right?
Oh, by no means. Ah. This bull was one of the best in the county.
Really?
It could impregnate about 40 cows in about 30 minutes. A big, big bull.
What?
And ripped his balls right
out. Hold on just a minute.
What?
This bull can impregnate 40 cows in about 30 minutes?
That's what they claimed in the lawsuit, man.
There is no way in hell that this bull could have knocked up 40 cows in 30 minutes.
I'm telling you.
How is that possible?
Yeah,
you know, you've got to do a little bit of stroking. You got to yank it out, put it in. You got to, you know, maybe wipe it off a little bit. But 30 cows or 40 cows in 30 minutes, impossible.
Look, as an investor, I got a report, and that's what I read in the report. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, so this report tells you that he lost his balls.
Yes.
But you didn't explain how he lost the balls.
Yes.
All you told us so far is that he laid down 6 feet of pipe.
Yes, he laid down 6 feet of pipe.
Okay.
And as the farmer was trying to extricate the cowlytic converter out of the bull started tossing about.
Tossing.
And the 6 feet of pipe went up and got caught in the farmer's pocket. Don't laugh, man. It's not funny. That's what happened.
Hold on just a minute. This bull is tossing back and forth.
Yes.
The farmer's trying to yank out the cowlytic converter, and the bull's dick gets stuck in the farmer's pocket.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It was written into the report in the lawsuit.
I'm sorry, Curly, but I'm having a hard time believing this stuff.
It's the truth, I'm telling you.
But if you said you read it in the legal brief, well, who am I to doubt you?
It's hard to believe, but it's true.
But you said that the balls got yanked out and he was castrated.
That is correct.
So
the balls went out, he's castrated.
Tell me the correlation between the dick and the pocket and the balls getting yanked out.
Well, the dick came off first and the balls followed.
Stop laughing, Curly.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny, man.
I'm sorry.
Stop laughing, man. This is really serious.
I know it is.
I'm really feeling sorry for the poor bull.
How do you think the poor bull feels?
He's not feeling frisky. That's for damn sure. So what happened to the bull?
Well, he's not laying pipe anymore. That's for damn sure. They stitched him up. And he's kind of walking around confused, not knowing what had transpired.
Now, what about the rancher? He had his arm ripped off, right?
Yes.
The arm fly off with the bull's dick and the balls?
Well, the way it happened was, the rancher, his arm was, or his hand was attached to the cowlytic converter.
Right.
It got stuck in the handle.
Yeah.
So as the arm got ripped off, so did his jacket.
His jacket was yanked off.
off.
And, of course, in the jacket pocket was the bull's dick. It was stuck in there, and it got ripped off along with the balls.
This is something William Shatner should hear.
Absolutely, but you won't believe what happened next.
What happened?
As the rancher's arm was flying in the air, followed by the bull's dick and balls.
I can see that, yes.
At that exact moment, the rancher's wife was walking down the meadow with a picnic basket on her arm.
With a picnic basket.
She was going to surprise him, wasn't she?
Well, yes, she came to surprise her husband.
I knew it.
With a nice picnic that they were going to have right there under an old oak tree. And boy, did she get surprised instead.
What surprise did she get?
Well, there she was, walking in the meadow, enjoying a beautiful sunny day. She was chewing on a piece of grass.
Chewing on a piece of grass.
Yes, she was chewing on a piece of grass, and suddenly she heard her husband scream.
Yeah.
She looked up and saw this gigantic set of bull balls flying towards her, along with 6 feet of
did she get hit in the head and got knocked down?
No, it was actually her husband's arm that snapped her and knocked her down. And that's when she fell down on the ground, and she passed out.
So the picnic was called off for the day. Right?
Yes, no one was in the mood for a picnic at that point.
I can understand that.
Yeah,
now,
of course.
What happened to the rancher's arm?
The arm.
Did they find it?
Yeah.
They did. They found it.
Found it.
Were they able to sew it back on?
Well, yes. But the arm never worked again as it used to.
Never worked again, huh?
Well, no, because it just, you know, it was sitting out there in a field for a while and got a little rotten, but
of course
they were able to pick it up, put it in a plastic bag, and take it to the hospital.
Yeah.
They did reattach it, except the rancher could never use it again. It just kind of hung there, you know, just
hung there.
Flopping around.
That's so sad.
Yes. It is sad, yeah.
Yeah, it really is sad. So
very, very sad.
It was completely useless, right?
Well, he did have only a single use out of that arm that he could occasionally use.
Well, that is fortunate that he didn't lose it, you know, completely.
Well, that's great. So when they reattached it, what could he use it for?
When they reattached the arm, the middle finger got stuck in the erect position.
Of course, yes.
So anytime anyone angered him, he could let them know.
Yes.
Exactly how he felt.
Now, did they ever attempt to reattach to the bull's privates?
Yes.
No, they never did, because the nerve endings were shot, and so there was no use in trying to, you know, reattach the privates for the bull.
Ah, the poor bull.
Yeah.
And what did they do with the bull's balls? Did they just throw them away?
Well, no, they didn't throw the balls away. They just made delicious soup. Called a Bondigas soup.
I think a Bondigas soup, if I'm not mistaken, is meatball soup, not bull ball soup.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that a Bondigas soup involves balls.
Yes.
So whether it's meat or bull, who the hell knows?
What about the bull's dick? Whatever happened to the bull's dick?
Well, the wife kept it.
The wife kept it.
Yeah, she kept it in a jar filled with formaldehyde.
Well, that's good. You know, you don't want to let a good bull dick go to waste. Put it in formaldehyde.
Yeah, well, did they destroy the bull, or is he still alive?
No. The bull was safe. He's still around, except now he identifies as a goat.
Well, as long as he's happy.
Yes,
that's
of course.
All that.
And what about the wife? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She recovered beautifully.
Oh, good.
She is back to crocheting. And now uses the farmer's middle finger to put yarn around to, you know, kind of hold it.
So,
it all worked out.
So there is yet another use for his finger that otherwise, you know, would have been thrown away.
Exactly. They would have thrown it away.
But you know what, Curly?
What?
You have now described to us what had transpired before this whole thing fell apart.
Exactly.
And I believe that
we will, in the next episode, cover what has happened since.
Correct.
There has been a development with new technology. Is that correct?
The new technology has exploded.
Really?
What happened was that the engineers and developers at Envirolytic Technologies went to Switzerland.
Really?
To pick up some brand new sensors.
And what happened while they were there?
Well, while they were there, they came up with the most amazing idea for the brand new and improved Cowlytic 2.0.
Really?
But there are many other versions of it as well.
So the product is evolving and there are new versions of the Cowlytic.
Oh, yes. There will be a Goatalytic.
Oh.
A sheepolytic, a dunkolytic, and a humolytic converter.
Okay, I know that dunkolytic probably is for donkeys, right?
That is correct, yes.
But what's a humolytic?
It's for humans.
For humans?
That is correct, for humans.
Wait a second. We're going to be able to walk around and shove one of those things up our keister?
Exactly.
And not emit any methane?
Not even a smidgen.
Wow.
But we will be emitting something that everyone will enjoy very, very much.
And just exactly what is that going to be?
Well, you'll just have to wait until our next episode of the Angry Old Man podcast, which is episode number 234.
Okay. And I believe you will also replay the demonstration of the first Cowlytic converter, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Ah. So we're looking forward to that.
I am too, yes.
One more thing, Curly.
Yes.
You know, because of the fact that the company went through a big lawsuit, they had to pay rancher for losing his arm and a prize bull.
Huge.
Did Envirolytic Technologies come up with something new to help them insert and, shall we say, extricate the Cowlytic converter from the bulls and the cows or any animal that may be, you know, wearing one, so that there would not be any future lawsuits because of limbs being ripped out?
Funny you should say that.
You find that funny?
Well, I don't mean funny. Ha ha. But it's kind of ironic that you would ask the question because, yes, Envirolytic Technologies turned to the Canadians.
They turned to the Canadians. So why the Canadians?
Because they are known for building those special arms that they had on the space shuttle, and they also have on the space station that carry cargo, and they are able to maneuver it and very easily insert and extricate anything from in a very, let's say, precarious situation. So,
precarious.
The Canadians came through for the Envirolytic Technologies, and we'll let you know about that on the next episode.
Yes, those Canadians are famous and known worldwide for building those little arms, big arms too.
Ah, yes, those useful little arms.
Of course, we will let you know all about this next time you join us.
Yeah.
On the Angry Old Man podcast.
And do you know what else we are going to do on the next episode of the Angry Old Man podcast?
I don't know. What Robert? What?
We are going to wish our friend Marcia Palazzi a very happy birthday because we missed it in March. And then we missed it again. I just realized that we didn't do it again. But Edna and Honey were not here. And of course, Mama needs to be here with a cake.
Yeah.
And naturally, we'll need Enos and the Love Spuds to come down from Las Vegas and sing Happy Birthday. So, before we leave, Curly, what's on your mind before we say goodbye?
Well, Robert, again, I'm sorry that we missed Marcia's birthday, but we will do it when we come back. And I'm so happy that I was able to bring you up to date with the Cowlytic converter, and I am so excited because of the new technology, and I could very well become very wealthy, and buy a small island.
Really?
Where we can all do our podcast from there. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would be a blast. Don't you think so, Cheeks?
Oh, sure. Could we call it Curly Q's Island?
Oh, yes. I'd like that. Curly Q's Island.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Cheeks, what's on your mind before we say goodbye?
Well, I'm just kind of depressed a little bit.
Why are you depressed?
Well, because that poor bull, you know, that I feel so bad for him.
Yeah,
because
me too.
He got his balls taken out, and he's just kind of wandering around the meadow without a purpose.
No purpose.
So, no purpose.
I'll see you next time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this time around. We hope you'll join us next time.
Yeah.
If you can go to www.angryoldmanpodcast.com and buy us a cup of coffee, we would really appreciate
it. Set of balls.
Also, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.